The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
As you've been hearing in the news, KBC has announced that it's going to leave the Irish market, and a memorandum of understanding has been agreed between KBC and Bank of Ireland that KBC will sell their operating business to Bank of Ireland, and then they'll flog off their non-performing loans to some third party. Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Finance, has said the decision taken by the bank to leave the Irish market is regrettable, and he joins me now. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you've said earlier this morning that you heard about this last night in a phone call from the two chief executives of the two banks involved in this. But were you aware the talks were ongoing?
I became aware in the middle of the week that there were the possibility for a development in relation to the future of KBC. And last night at 9 o'clock, I received a phone call from the two chief executives involved in this, from Bank of Ireland and KBC, where they indicated the transaction that's now been announced.
Were you aware, though, that there had been talks ongoing? Did they talk to you or indeed to the central bank to get the go-ahead for such talks?
No, they hadn't talked to me up to this point at all, Pat. It may well be the case, and it would be appropriate that they do engage with the central bank on this matter for a lot longer than they would engage with me, as the central bank are the regulator. But beyond what I have just said to you, I had not been aware of the potential for disagreement or this transaction or the scale of it. And of course, what I'm really aware of is what this means for consumers of KBC and the questions that the staff of KBC will now be asking about their future.
Might this, though, be a case for mergers and acquisitions examination, that it would reduce the competition in the market so much that the deal cannot go ahead?
Well, you make a very fair point. What will now happen is this will be evaluated by our competition authorities here in Ireland to decide whether it is appropriate that does go ahead, and that is a matter for them to look at. The truth is that this does alter the competitive dynamic within Irish banking, but we still do have a three and a third Irish bank in particular that has plans to grow more quickly. And we have many new non-bank operators here in Ireland that are looking to provide lots of services to consumers in a different and non-traditional way. So it does affect the competitive landscape. That is the case if it does get agreement. But there still will be competition in Irish banking and still ways for providing services to those who need them.
Does it advance the case for perhaps a state bank with PTSB as the basis and maybe on post and the credit unions coming in as partners?
Well, Pat, we already have an extraordinary high level of state involvement now in our banking sector. As you'll be aware, we're majority shareholders in AIB, we're majority shareholders in Permanent TSB, and we're minority shareholders in Bank of Ireland. So the state involvement now in our banking sector has actually grown as a result of what happened, the announcement that's been made and what could yet happen. And of course, on post, our credit unions are already competing within our banking sector and are already providing new services to their customers and to new customers. So we have a large state presence. And at this point, given the way that dynamic has changed, I wouldn't be anticipating or planning for that state involvement to get any bigger.
There have been many calls over the years that we should have access to European banks, but we don't. We have to borrow within the Irish economy. Doesn't this make the case for changing that whole protocol and allow us to borrow, say, from Banco Santander in Spain or Portugal or wherever?
But the European and international banks have made the decision to leave. And this is the reality that we have to confront, and we have to address some of the consequences of this. What we are seeing happening at the moment is many of the large international financial services providers are now providing services into Ireland, but they're not doing it through the traditional branch network or hub network that we're very familiar with. So many of your listeners are now availing of services from banks that were not present in Ireland a few years ago, but don't have branch networks and make far greater use of technology. So that is already occurring. And what we are confronting here today is the reality that large banks, with the kind of traditional branch networks that we're very well familiar with, are deciding they want to consolidate and exit. So this is another sign of the change that is underway. And what we now need to do, and this is one of the jobs that our competition authority will be doing, is trying to do what we can to ensure that we continue to have the right level of competitive tension and dynamic within the Irish banking sector.
Now, clearly, there won't be KBC to go to for a mortgage. It'll only be Bank of Ireland, PTSB and AIB. So the question really is the limiting of the competition here. This has got to be bad for the consumer. If you're turned down by the big two, for example, where do you go?
Well, there are other organisations or banks, apart from those that you've mentioned, that are now in the business or looking to provide mortgages within Ireland. And that is growing. But yes, you are correct in terms of the very familiar traditional branch network that we are familiar with that has provided mortgages in the past in the way we know and understand. That has now changed. And it does mean that the competitive dynamic, the kind of traditional choice that we would have known, is changed versus where we were a number of years ago. But as I said a moment ago, Pat, we still have and do have three banks here in Ireland that are fully committed to the Irish marketplace. They'll be looking to compete with each other. And we have many new financial services providers that, as we speak, are selling their services and their products to consumers here in our country.
Finally, in terms of mortgage lending, which is what concerns most of our listeners, I suspect, because current accounts, you can go to Revolut or whoever to get those. But in terms of mortgage lending, the chicken's really coming home to roost on the inability of banks to get the property back if someone defaults for perhaps years on end. They'd be dragged through the courts, and sometimes they've even paid people who've defaulted to get out of the properties. I mean, it's a crazy situation.
Every policy you make, every decision you make in relation to your policy or legal framework does indeed have consequences. I don't accept that the balance that we have in between protecting the rights of homeowners that are facing vulnerable situations or could be in difficulty is the cause of what is happening here today. What we have here is a really good and needed balance between the rights of those who could be in difficulty and banks. And we also require our banks to hold a high level of capital because of the huge difficulties that we've had within our banking sector here in Ireland over the last decade that we all know so well. That is giving us a benefit at the moment as we deal with this pandemic, but it is also creating consequences in that very large banks can earn a higher level of return on their capital in other parts of Europe and in other parts of the world. And we do have to be conscious of that now in terms of future policy choices that we make.
Yeah, so other people pay the price for the defaulters who couldn't be bothered paying their mortgages and hang on in there for years and years and years until there's some resolution in the courts or the banks buy them out.
I mean, but the data that we have in relation to this path and my own experience of dealing with this for a decade is that there are an incredibly small minority of people who are in financial difficulty that behave in the way you're describing there. We had so many thousands and tens of thousands of our fellow citizens that ended up in difficulty with their mortgages due to the huge things that happened in our economies. And we gave them the protection they needed in dealing with that difficulty. We have a balance here that looks to protect the rights of those who are in difficulty if they're in a challenging situation in relation to paying their loan. And the overwhelming majority of people who find themselves in that situation do so because of difficulties that happen with their income or with their jobs. And we know how big a problem that was not too long ago.
Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Pat.